This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So a couple days ago, somebody told me that they were heading out of town for the weekend because they were heading to their 40th high school reunion.
Okay. Is that coming up for us?
And when I heard it, that's what I wanted to bring up.
Yeah, 4 years.
When I heard it, I was like,
think about that.
Holy crap, man. I knew he was older than me. I was like, man, he's really old.
I mean, it's not that
and then
close.
I realized, well, wait a second. Our 40th reunion would be in 4 years.
2028.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
it ain't that far off.
I'll say this. If there is one, I ain't going.
I'm not going.
Right. I can just don't send me the invite. Don't bother.
Well, it's getting
I'm
to the
not
point.
Going to the 40th.
It's getting to the point, like we're driving. Said some of these the guys go there and they say goodbye to each other.
Yeah,
right. It's like their final goodbye.
Yeah,
potentially.
It's always uplifting on the show.
That's, but that is think about it. That's probably
at the 50. You say goodbye.
Oh, you do.
Yeah, 50.
Not 40.
I'm not going to that one either.
I'm bringing this
you
up because
you guys should close the show saying goodbye to each other.
There's there's an article about American traditions that will disappear in the coming decades.
Hopefully that's one of them.
This is what people are speculating.
Yeah.
And that is actually number one on this list.
They want to get rid of high school reunions?
It's not that they're going to get rid of them. It's just somebody says, I think they're going to die because of social media.
Mm.
That, you know,
just
years past, you never saw these people. Now you can see them online all the time.
Or you can choose not to see them online.
Yeah. Well, that's
also an
Cakes
option.
Is so anti-people. He's always called the nice junkie, but he never wants to see people, socialize people.
I know enough people.
Have people over at the house.
I know enough people already.
He talks about his neighbor like all the time.
Kevin,
and he's
I love
never
him.
Had him over at the house for dinner.
Love me some Kevin.
When was
he's
the
a
last
good
time you saw Kevin?
Kevin and Eileen.
You've never had him over?
Not for dinner, no.
Well, just on, have you had him over
on
for
on the other hand,
happy
we've never
hour.
Been to their house for dinner.
All right. So you're not that close. They're just your neighbors.
Very close to them. I see him basically every day.
Is he your best
well,
friend?
I see, hold on. I see neighbors every day, too, yeah. But I don't consider myself close to them.
I've Cakes. Lived next door to this person for 20 years.
So he's your neighbor. Is he your best friend?
No.
Who's your best friend?
I don't know if I have a best friend.
Mikey.
Huh?
Mikey Bots.
Oh, is it Mikey?
I mean, he's a friend. I just don't...
Yeah, Cakes, who's your best friend?
Not, I think when you're old, it's kind of weird to call somebody
old.
Your best friend.
I don't need to qualify people.
With Cakes, that's
my
weird.
Best friend.
I mean, it might be
here's
weird,
my
but,
best friend.
But I mean,
Mikey.
I feel like I have a couple friends that are like really, really close.
Yeah, yeah. You got them in tiers. You probably have three or four really, really tight friends. I don't know if you call them best friends.
Well, anyway.
Eric, who's your bestie?
Only
I got a couple.
He probably has
who's your best friend? You got the best.
Hey,
best.
Better be Vinny and Joe. I better hear Vinny and Joe.
Tom won't like to hear that.
Yeah, Tom's probably in there.
Tom's in there. My buddy Dane. I don't know.
Best.
Yeah, best.
Best.
Mom, again,
maybe
best is overrated. Like it's okay.
No, but I mean, but they're both like elite. They're in the elite.
No, you got big one. Best.
They're in the inner circle.
Who's on your Mount Friendmore?
Cakes just turned the spotlight.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
I got a couple
reunions. Yeah. Do you think they will die? Will people still be doing reunions
look,
20 years
no.
from now?
Why
reunions
wouldn't they?
Because of social media.
Reunions are fun and kind of cool 5 and 10 years out. But when you're 20, 30, 40 years out, like you're doing your own thing with your family. Do you really want to catch up with people that you barely knew in high school? For the most part, no.
If you barely
well, it depends
knew
on
them,
how
some
tight.
Of
yeah,
us,
I mean,
we have
guys,
tight group.
You guys,
we got tight
you guys went to a smaller high school with a graduating class of how many people?
250.
Okay, 250. Probably. Our graduating class was like 700 or 750.
That was your fault.
I'm just.
I don't think it was quite
that
big.
It was big.
Cakes has never been more wrong, and he's wrong a lot.
Yeah.
The 5 and 10 year reunions are the ones that everyone rolls their eyes at because
you haven't done anything.
You haven't. Well, you're too cool for school. Mm-hmm. You think everyone's a loser. When you hit like age 60 and all that, then you're like realize that life
everybody.
Is a gift, mm-hmm. and you cherish those times you had.
Mm. Right.
Okay, you go to your 50th reunion and tell me how silly it is.
I plan to.
Okay.
You want to see the chick you had a crush on?
Yeah. Probably not when she's 68.
That's 20 years past that.
20 years. See the stretch mark.
What's the... Yeah. Eric, did we go... We went to the 20th, right? Did we go to the
I couldn't. I think I might go to the 30th? My son had a game or my daughter had a game. One
I
of
think
them
I went
a,
to the 30.
I think you went to one of the 9 things they did.
No, I did the 20. I think I went to the 30.
You guys have a white party too while you're at it?
No, but they usually have a golf outing.
They always have a
hang
golf
at Alito's.
Yeah. No, it was just it was a part. Actually, it was at Alito's.
I know it was.
It was at Alito's in college.
Because I feel like Mike Frazier came back.
Yeah, or Top Golf. Always no, had Top Golf.
My kids had a game. Yeah, I can't remember what it was, but yeah.
I mean, it was fun.
I wouldn't have mind to go see the guys.
Yeah,
I don't think this is going to go away. Somebody's speculating trick or treating is going to go away. I don't
be
think
fine that with
that. Freaking... Oh, I love me some trick or treating.
That's never going to go
can't
away.
Can't go away. Great American tradition.
All right.
Number 3 on this list.
Is anybody dressing up tomorrow?
I'm dressing up.
No. My daughter has a playoff volleyball game. I won't even be home.
Oh, okay. Well, I knew you wouldn't anyway.
Here. I'm dressing up here.
No, I'm saying here into the studio.
I don't care about dressing up.
I knew
up
you
at
wouldn't.
Home.
You haven't. You hate Halloween.
Well, nah. You like makeup on your face and stuff. I wonder.
I don't know. It's just, but it takes forever. I got to get up earlier.
Hey, it is moving night tonight.
What do you mean?
Oh, this is where you TP all the trees and egg houses tonight.
Oh. This is also Devil's Night in certain parts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
same
what they
thing.
Call it. Yeah.
So this is a tradition. I don't
Not
know.
Not Jersey Devil's Night. Just Devil's Night.
Between the four of us,
Josh Harris would like
we
that.
Have 11 children. We have 11 kids.
We're very right? prolific.
Okay. I don't think any of us had one of these.
What?
A gender reveal party?
No, that's something that's happened no. last that's 15 new. To 20 years.
Yeah, that's new.
Did you do that, Drab? Did you like hit a softball?
Yeah.
You did.
Unfortunately.
Did you? What did you do?
We just had those little canisters. It was embarrassing. I had to go along with it.
Did you have to put it on? Did she have to put it on her social media?
Yeah,
and
yeah it's yeah. a big social media thing. It's the last 10 years thing.
Yeah. So you're gonna do it again? Like if you have, you're not having any more. You're done.
By the way, a much less embarrassing note. You exposed your daughter.
So defeated.
Drabby exposed his daughters to the Caps last night.
It was a big night.
Good night for it, too, by the way.
What do you mean? Your first time? You kind of explaining hockey
to
them?
No, I've taken Blake to a hockey game before. I took her last December. But
why'd you shun the other kid?
I only had 4 tickets, and I had to take Bobby Shambles and his daughter.
Do you pick one?
Of course,
Bobby. If you have twins, how do you do that?
Bobby Shambles,
it was the last minute thing. My wife was sick, and I didn't want to take two toddlers.
So you picked one. How'd you pick one? I mean, was the other
it's
one
like
jealous?
Sophie's choice.
I'll be honest, I picked
Bradley's choice.
I picked the one that didn't fall asleep on the way to grandma's house.
All right.
Anyways, last night I put on 7:30, put on the game, told him we could watch 5 minutes before bed.
Yeah.
There was a massive fight, blood everywhere, and 4 goals in the first 5 minutes of the
Love
game. It was amazing.
Fantastic.
And Obi had 2 of them.
Yep.
And the kids were excited. They were locked
in.
Oh,
well, they were, yeah. So many high fives.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You teach them right.
All right. All right.
That's pretty amazing.
I'm impressed. I'm impressed you did that.
Just turned 4.
Just turned 4. And they understand.
Not really, no.
Yeah, but they know who to root for.
They understand winning and losing.
Root for the team in red.
No,
just
they understand
having fun,
goals.
Like part of the environment.
They play soccer, so they understand goals and
okay,
goalie.
All right, all right.
They understand icing just like I do.
Yeah.
Number 4 in this list is Christmas cards. My wife is still big into that Christmas card game. When we're in the Bahamas. We had to take the family picture with the photographer. For the sole purpose of the Christmas card rule, send out like 100, so you'll get one.
Yeah.
Everybody will get
That'll
one.
That'll never end.
I think I'm out on that. I think I'm doing the Facebook post.
Oh, okay.
Why not? Save $400.
You do the letter?
My mother does a letter.
She still does a letter every year?
She does the letter.
I know,
really?
She does a letter with pictures of each of her grandkids.
Yeah, my grandma used to do the letter.
No, yeah.
Well, just I kind of get the family. So it's like
No, some people love it, some people hate it.
The update letter.
The letters are controversial. Because,
what do you mean?
Well, because a lot of people don't care about you. So they don't want to read your dumb letter.
Yeah.
Some people, though, they're kind people and they'll read your letter. You know what I mean? But some people, like if you sent Lurch a letter, he ain't going to read it. He ain't going to read it.
You can tell. I've got an aunt in Oregon who sends letters at Christmas all the time.
Yeah.
And her cursive is the worst. It's like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
No, my mom types it up.
Oh, you know, my aunt writes it up on the card, and you can't read it.
Yeah,
I've never told her. I've never told her this. I don't read your card.
What is the content usually?
Just like updates on the
her kids,
cousins, how you doing? A lot of questions. By the way, why do people ask questions in cards?
I don't know.
They want to feign interest in you.
I mean,
you can tell who the.
What's your aunt's name? What's her name?
Lucy.
Okay, so Aunt Lucy this year, her card is say, "Hello, Aunt Lucy. Hello, Jason.
How are you doing?
Merry Christmas.
What have you been
I
up to?
I just watched the Ducks slaughter the Terps in Oregon a few weeks ago. It was really fun.
Her son, my cousin Luke, went to Oregon.
Okay,
he was a male cheerleader.
Mm. Oh, was he?
Yeah. That's where he met his wife.
Male cheerleaders. People kill
him. He always perks up.
They get the last laugh.
He's always
male cheerleaders get the last laugh.
And his wife? His wife? Maudie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, they get the last laugh.
I wish I had
pictures. We used to Joan on him. They were me while they were slaying. Are you agree with me or disagree?
I probably disagree. But
you don't think they get the last laugh?
That's what they always tell you.
What do you mean? You think?
I think the quarterback does better than the cheerleader.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
But one guy can be a quarterback.
Well, all I'm saying is my cousin hit the freaking lottery.
Yeah. You're right.
Cousin Luke.
Cousin Luke.
What's his wife's
name? Is he a Suntum? Luke Suntum?
Or is he a bishop?
No, he's not.
Got it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't even know his wife's name. I never see him.
I don't even know what they do at football games, but I used to go to the Maryland basketball games and watch those cheerleaders, and they, you know, they do that bit. And the girls are right up here.
And still fascinating.
Do you know how many times I went to games with EB? This harkens me back to 88, 89, 90, 91 when we'd go to basketball games. Yeah. He would say the same thing.
Well, right. I mean, look what
he's
doing.
Always had that twinkle in his eye.
Look at this male cheerleader. And then he would say, Bob Wade sucks.
What are you going to say, Drew?
You got the best player in the country back then on the court, Len Bias, and EB's watching the cheerleaders twirl.
Len Bias is before our time.
He already died.
Yeah. We got there when they won one ACC game our freshman year.
Dwayne Simpkins is crossing people up.
EB wants to be at the bottom of the pyramid. Right.
Watch X-ray hip dunk on cats.
Warm days and chilly nights and mornings. You know what that means, Cakes. Time to schedule a $99 heating and cooling check with the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. For just $99, a Crop Metcalf five-star technician will check both your home's heating and cooling system for one low price. Take it from me. Call today for peace of mind, no matter what tomorrow's weather brings. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.